Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. I just want to thank you so much for tuning in for another night of Mission from the Heart Radio. We had a little technical difficulty this evening, which caused the program a little delayed time of starting, and I am just so forever grateful for those who are faithful to God's word, God's message, God's ministry, and tuning in tonight to the program. I am so relieved that you can have 24-hour technical support that will bring you back up live and to accomplish the work of God that he gives us and puts before us. So thank you for technical support, but I thank you for God's divine support that allows people to help you out along the way when you seem to think things are not going right. But I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, that this is another day that he has made, and we are to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning to Mission from the Heart Radio. And tonight we have an interesting topic that so many of us can deal with, that so many of us understand how hard it can be when we're dealing with the inside of us and when we're dealing with the outside of us. Now, tonight we will be looking at that undesirable fruit. Now, if you've been with the program over the weeks past, we've been looking at the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and we've been looking at some specific areas of the Holy Spirit, and my mentor, Pastor Crow, had brought the teaching track on the program, and he opened it up by way of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and he talked with us about how the Holy Spirit dwells with inside and what its purpose is and the divinity of the Trinity of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So as we moved through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we found ourselves looking at the fruit of the Spirit. And, of course, we know that the fruit of the Spirit is the character of God. And how we possess the fruit on the inside of those who have confessed that they are a sinner and those that believe by faith that Jesus is the way, that Jesus is the truth, and he is the life for us eternal. And we possess this fruit by way of the Holy Spirit, God living inside of us, his character living inside of us, and he works that fruit out of us. And we looked at inward fruit, we looked at outward fruit, we looked at upward fruit, and now we are looking at that undesirable fruit. I tell you, it's been a journey, and I'm so grateful for those that are listening and that are faithful to this teaching track on Mission from the Heart. And not only am I grateful and thanking you for being so faithful, but you are showing God your faithfulness to his word, to his purpose and call for your life as we continue to grow and go in ministry, in kingdom building. So again, I just wanted to look at this area of the fruit, which are the undesirable fruit. I like to call it that undesirable fruit. And we're going to look at the word undesirable. I like to do the definition of a particular word. And, of course, we know that the word undesirable speaks for itself. It is just undesirable. It is a word that brings out things of dislike, things that are bad, unattractive, unappealing, taste bad, distasteful. Undesirable looks at unwanted, rejected, disliked, bad fruit. We talked about that last on two programs ago. We talked about how the fruit of the flesh, bad fruit, is what we do not like when we go into a grocery store and we see how the grocery stores set up their marketing program for customers to come in, and we go in and they shift all of the traffic through the produce department. And so when we shift and go through the produce department, that is appealing to the eye. It's attractive. It looks good. It appears to taste good. And so when we see this beautiful fruit that's before us, we have tendencies to want to touch it, pick it, taste some of the grapes on the way through. And so now when we go through and pass by the bananas, where we can clearly see that they look a little overripe, we seem to reject that fruit. Or if the pears are too soft and mushy, we reject that fruit. We move it to the side, or we'll cast it down. If you notice some of the words that I'm using, I'm describing the undesirable fruit. So you follow the picture that I am speaking about in the grocery store on how we respond to the undesirable fruit, the fruit that does not look attractive. We know from what it looks like on the outside that it is too mushy, if you will, on the inside, because it's brown, it has soft spots, and it doesn't feel good to the touch. So now all of these things that I have described expresses what undesirable fruit looks like to us in the natural. In the natural, we've touched it. We see it. We may have even tasted the grapes, and they were not sweet. And some of the grapes on the grapevine almost appear as though they may be raisins, because they've been sitting for so long. So that's unattractive. We won't taste it. And so that leads me to the undesirable fruit of our fleshly spirit, if you will. And that's that spirit man that was born into sin and before we became saved or accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Now, remember in the beginning I had indicated that we do possess the character of God by way of salvation. And the fruit of the Spirit lives within inside of us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we looked at these individually over the past programs, and this is what we call good fruit. Now we're looking at the undesirable fruit, a.k.a. bad fruit. And when I say a.k.a., also known as bad fruit. Now, we're going to look at some scriptures tonight that show us, based on the words that I use to describe or illustrate our journey through the grocery store in the produce department. And the question is, what fruit are you planting and reaping? Now, that's the question. That's the question for all of us. What fruit are we planting and reaping? Now, we know the verse. We've heard it say we reap what we sow. We're looking at that undesirable fruit. Keep in mind, this question is going to come back around in the lesson. What fruit are you planting and reaping? Now, that's the question to us. That's the question that God is asking us. What are you doing, son? What are you doing, daughter? So it allows us to do an assessment of ourselves so that we can focus on God to lead us and guide us to get it right. But listen to this. This question applies to everyone, including both Christians and non-Christians. What fruit are you planting and reaping? We know what farmers do. We know that our grandparents may have had a garden in the backyard or had an acre of land, and over there to the back there sit a garden with some good greens, collard greens, mustard, some onion, and some watermelon, and a beautiful array of fruit and vegetables. And we go expecting a harvest. We expect that the rain come down, that the ground is fertile, that it would produce a beautiful harvest. We would reap that has been sown in the ground, planted in the ground, fertile ground. Now this is just old farming illustrations and expectations of a farmer who's expecting produce, a harvest. So this applies to everybody, including both Christian and non-Christian. Planting and reaping is a law of life. Planting and reaping is a law of life. That's a lifestyle. Planting, whether it's good fruit or bad fruit, it's a way of life. Now, the question is, what are you planting and reaping? Let's look at some undesirable fruit we've reaped or produced. Let's look at what Scripture says. Now, we're going to the text in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. So for those of you who have your Bibles tonight, your Android phones or your iPads, your tablets, let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. Now, in the programs or the lessons past, we've been sashaying around verses 22, 23, concerning the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians. Now we're going to back it up, and we're going to focus on that undesirable fruit. So let's see what it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 is where I'm going to start. And it reads like this. 5, verse 19. It says, now I'm reading in the New Living Translation. And you can follow along in your NIV or your King James, and we'll all meet up at the same place. And I'm going to start with verse 19. It says this, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your lives will produce, there's that word, produce these evil results. Now, sexual immorality, impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasures, idolatry, participation in demonic activities, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, self-centeredness, me, myself, and I, divisions, the feeling that everyone is wrong except those in your own little group. Verse 21, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, kinds of sin. Let me tell you again, as I have before that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I want to underscore, underline, will not. Will not. That's judgment. Will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, it was broken down very simplistically, very plainly as to what we continue to do. We will not inherit the kingdom of God. And let's back it up and let's get this really, really straight in our minds. Because as you listen to the program, God is expecting us to take this out. Don't just hoard it for yourself. Take it out and share it with someone. Teach your grandchildren. Teach your children. This is a generation that is a lazy generation. It's a generation that is not so well informed about what the scriptures talk about. But those who are hungry for the word, come ready to receive what God has. And this is what he's showing us tonight, that when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your lives will produce these evil results. And we know what they are. We see them every day. We see it on TV. We see it on the internet. We see it on social media. And we see it in our own families. And it just might be you yourself. So acts of the sinful nature or bad fruit, sexual immorality, drunkenness. How many of us have been drunk before? How many of us have allowed ourselves to get to a mental state of mind to where we've passed out, to where we could not even stand up straight? We may have been drunk to the point to where we laid with someone that we didn't even know who they were. Filthy language. How many of us can throw our hand up from time to time and say, Lord, forgive me for I'm cursing. I should not have said that. Filthy language. Cussing. Selfish ambition. I'm seeking to do things to puff myself up. I want my name in lights. I want to be on top. I'm going to step on everybody else. I'm going to backstab. I'm going to do whatever I can do in order for me to be puffed up, for me to shine, for me to get the credit. Do we hunger for that type of fruit? Fits of rage. When the opposite of good fruit says self-control, gentleness, self-control. That's the opposite of rage. When you are in a mindset of rage, you're susceptible to do anything, even commit murder. It can go that far. Fits of rage, evil desires. Evil desires. Evil takes it to a whole nother level in our mind, in our psyche. Evil desires of all kinds. From sexual immorality of a desire to a mindset to want to carry out evil to the point of death. Jealousy. Jealousy. Jealousy and envy are devices of the devil. And only bad fruit is bared from that. Jealousy, envy. Ladies, how many of us are jealous of somebody else because of the way they look? Jealous maybe because of the way they dress or the way they carry themselves. Silly things bring on jealousy. Jealous because they have and we don't have. envy, greed, greed. I'm going to eat as much as I can eat. Food, when we eat to the point of gluttony, greediness with food. First one to the table, trying to get what you want first and eat up everything before anybody else comes, not willing to share your food. You want it for yourself. Get mad because family members pack off food. It's just food. God provided food, manna from heaven, enough food, more than enough, quail. God even took two fish and five loaves of bread and fed a multitude of people. Food comes with money, prestige, tangible things, fame, fortune. We want it all. And then we lust after those things in a sinful way. The right type of lust is lust and hunger for God. Thirst after him. Hunger for him. Crave his word. Crave him. We are created in his image. So what is his image? The fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, we've looked at the acts of the sinful nature, the undesirable fruit, the works of the flesh. Now, my points are going to be the consequences of unfruitfulness, the consequences. Now, we can talk all day about the type of fruit that we produce. Now, we've all produced envy. We've all produced greed. We've all had fits of rage or anger. We've all hated, harbored hatred in our heart for somebody or something. Even people we don't know. So many people hate the president, and they don't even know him. But they've got such an anger toward him for whatever interpersonal reasons that they have. Hatred. We see this in the world going on today. We even see witchcraft. People going after mediums. Trying to predict the future, wanting to know what the outcome is going to be. When God clearly says, don't worry about tomorrow. Not tomorrow, because that's not even promised to us. Right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Don't worry about tomorrow. Pray about everything. Our language. A lot of us listening tonight, and so many of us out there on the internet that are listening tonight to the program, we need to repent of a foul mouth, potty mouth, dirty language. And we go day to day without repenting of any of that. It requires repentance. Take it to the Lord in prayer and confess it as sin. Confession. All of these bad fruit is rejected by the good fruit. And we know that Scripture teaches us that the Holy Spirit within inside of us, raging, that the flesh is raging war with the Holy Spirit, the bad against the good. We ignore the good. We grieve the Spirit. We disobey the Spirit. Somehow or another, we've got it backwards. We reject the good fruit, and we cleave and latch on to the bad fruit. So the consequences of unfruitfulness, the desires, living according to the flesh, what the flesh produces or wants. 21, in Galatians 5, we read, it says, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now listen to what it says in Ephesians 5, and let's go there. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 through 10. Let's just read what it says quickly. Ephesians 5, chapter 5, verse 1 through 10. Now listen to what it says. Ephesians 5. Follow God. Now I'm in the New Living Translation. Follow God's example in everything you do, because you are his dear children. We are his children. Live a life filled with love. That's a good fruit for others, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself as a sacrifice to take away your sins. That's that bad fruit. And God was pleased because that sacrifice was like sweet perfume to him. Let there be no, verse 3, let there be no sexual immorality. Let there be no. And in the NIV, but among you there must not be. And in the King James Version, it says, verse 3, it says, but fornication and all uncleanness, let it not be once named amongst you. And it reads on, such sins, back in the New Living, such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. They're not for us. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is really an idolater who worships the things of this world. Now, I'm not making this up, but this is scripture straight off the pages of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, 1 through 5. And then I'm going to move down to verse 9, and it says, for this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. So the kind of light that we have is the fruit of the Spirit, which is God's character, the Holy Spirit, God living inside of us. This is the fruit that belongs in the produce department. We talked about the word produced. It produces, but that unfruitfulness, that fruitlessness, it produces bad fruit. We talked about all of that. Now, that bad fruit is what we really want to hold on to. We want to give people a piece of our mind when they make us mad, when they cut us off, or when we don't get our way. That's those selfish desires. When we harbor hatred someone, when the Bible clearly says, let love be your guide. We read that. Let love be your guide. Live in love. That is a good fruit. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, walk with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Now we're talking about will not inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because of what the flesh wants to do. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it reads like this. Verse 9, don't you know that those who do wrong will have no share in the kingdom of God? Listen to the NIV. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do you not know that? The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. Those who indulge in sexual sin, who are idol worshipers, adulterers, male prostitutes, homosexuals, thieves, greedy people, drunkards, abusers, swindlers, none of these will have a share in the kingdom of God. Now, that's not Mission from the Heart, Carnita Smith. No, this is the very word of God speaking to us. It convicts us to turn from our wicked ways, turn from this bad fruit. Remember in the beginning of the illustration, I indicated that we reject that fruit that does not look desirable. It looks undesirable. Will not have a share in the kingdom of God. I just wanted to bring that out. That is in that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 11. Now let's look at 18 through 19. Same chapter, jump down to 18 and 19. Run away from sexual sin. Run is what it says. NIV says flee. Some translations say flee from sexual immorality. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God, the gift. You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, and that was Jesus, the Redeemer, who died on that cross, walked on Calvary's road, hung, bled, and died on the cross. And on that third day, he rose. So you must honor God with your body. We must honor God with our body. So the bad fruit is rejected. And God talks about that. He talks about how it's rejected. Remember in Genesis chapter 3, we know the story where Eve ate of the fruit, and that particular fruit appealed to her eyes. Now, people, we've seen very attractive people on the news and movie stars, and we sit there and we gaze at some of these people's beauty and how they've reconstructed their bodies to have this so-called perfect fit body, and we'll sit in our homes and from time to time wish we looked like that. And it becomes appealing to the body when we know what comes with all of that. And we see that so prevalent on TV through our Hollywood undesirable fruit. And when I say that, that is sexual immorality, envy, lust, greed, even fits of rage, drug abuse, drunkenness, We've seen that. They deceive one another. But that is not what we desire. But Eve desired with what she desired on that fruit. And we know that the devil had a play in that, just as he does with us in doing with what we do, acts of the sinful nature. And when we fall prey, P-R-E-Y, to Satan's schemes, he's very subtle, and he will lead us to slaughter, thinking and acting and talking as if the flesh is the way of life. Eve, because of disobedience, and Adam, because of disobedience, it brought judgment. The consequences of unfruitfulness brings divine judgment upon us. Genesis chapter 3, verses 5 and 7, 5 through 7, talks about what Eve did. But when you jump down to verse 14 through 19, you read about the judgment. God cursed Satan, the serpent, in the translation. God cursed the serpent, God cursed the woman, and God cursed the man. Judgment. And then he said, get out of the garden. It's there for us to read. Judgment. What he did then still holds true today. If we live in the ways of the flesh, we will receive judgment. And for those who are not saved, we already know what the judgment is going to be for those who reject salvation, who reject Jesus, because he died on the cross for everybody. His blood ran down for everybody. He is the price, the perfect lamb for everybody. But so many of us reject him. And we cleave to the fruit of the flesh. So this brings me to another point. Now, the consequences of unfruitfulness brings divine judgment upon us. We saw that. And two, worldliness is the cause of unfruitfulness. I'm sorry. Worldliness is the cause of unfruitfulness. How is that? I'm glad you asked that question. Scriptures tell us, be not conformed to the ways of the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. So if our mind is not renewed by the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, self-control, faithfulness, gentleness, then we are going to produce unfruitfulness. So we've got to get the mind right and get out of these dens of sexual immorality, jealousy, envy, covetousness, slander. We've got to get out of that way of thinking. How do we do it? Pray, trust, obey, accept the way, the truth, and the life. That's Jesus. Accept. You can't do it in and of yourself, but accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. Help somebody come to know Jesus in the pardoning of their sins. Do we even know how to extend the good fruit to somebody who's struggling with bad fruit? Be not conformed to the ways of the world. Don't lust after the ways of the world. It brings and causes and produces unfruitfulness. That's the fruit that's going to be judged. And my last point under the consequences of unfruitfulness is ends in final rejection. Ends in final rejection. Let's look quickly in Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews 6, if you would walk with me to Hebrews 6, verse 8. Listen to what it says. Chapter 6, verse 8, Hebrew. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. Well, we know if for those who study your Bible and those who are in relationship with Jesus Christ and those who pray on a daily basis, yield the Holy Spirit reveals to us that dryness, thorns, it gets rejected, it nearly to being cursed, ends up to be burned. Listen to what it says in the New Living Translation, same chapter 6, verse 8, but if a field bears thistles and thorns, it is useless, fruitless. I'm going to say, but the scripture says useless. The farmer will condemn that field and burn it. So now the farmer sees that this is useless, condemn it and burn it. Is this where we're going to end up? Is this where you're going to end up? Is this where we want others to end up? No. But Scripture tells us that the consequences of unfruitfulness brings divine judgment, worldliness, and ends in final rejection. And then lastly, John 15, verse 2. Let's look at John 15, verse 2. Walk with me to John 15, verse 2. And it reads like this, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. He cuts off every branch that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. Verse 3, you have already been pruned for greater fruitfulness by the message I have given you. Wow. So when we come into relationship, when we come into salvation by way of Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, so that the good fruit can pruning us for love, pruning us for joy, pruning us for peace, and pruning us for patience, self-control. Be gentle. The pruning so that we will not be rejected. Now, not everybody's going to want to be pruned and accept the good fruit. Now, who is the good fruit? God the Father. Not everybody, as we know, accepts Jesus as Messiah. And not everybody accepts the Holy Spirit and Jesus as Lord of their life. So we know that there are going to be those whose names are not in the Lamb's Book of Life. written in that. But we know that scriptures is, it's very, very clear. You end up in final rejection. Are we? We are not good for God's use when we continuously do not listen, when we continuously follow the ways of the flesh, when we blatantly ignore and disobey God. He's shown us from Genesis to Revelation in Scripture how we will be judged and rejected. Now, I hope that this lesson tonight concerning that undesirable fruit has pricked your heart, your mind, to do an assessment of yourself and see if there's any wicked way in you. Now, that's the prayer we ask God. And the question was in the beginning of the program, what fruit are you planting and reaping? Now, for those of you who desire to reap love, joy, and peace, allow the Holy Spirit to continue to prune us, shape us, and mold us, that those fruit would be ready for production. And that is for the world to see. It won't be comfortable, but it's worth it. Or are you planting and still desiring to reap that bad fruit? You are going to continue to live a way of worldliness when the Bible's very clear in speaking against that. We already know that judgment will come up on and rejection will take place. So this brings me to a point of prayer for those who need prayer and want to be saved, who have a desire to want to be in having a salvation as their Lord and Savior, Jesus, and allowing the Holy Spirit to dwell with inside, that they would be shaped and molded and pruned for beauty, a sweet perfume to God's nostrils. I want to pray right now. So for those of you who are listening to the program tonight, please pray with me a prayer of salvation for someone who may be listening tonight, who may be live on the line, on the internet, listening across the world. Please bow your heads that we will pray for them, for yourself. I don't know who you are, but I'm not going to assume that you are saved. But we need a revival. We need a revival on the inside of us. Revival means restoration, be restored back to God. Jesus, Lord God, we exalt you tonight. We bless you tonight. And Lord, I come right now asking and praying for the lost, those who don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, Lord God, I ask that they would lift up hands to you, surrendering their lives to you, confessing that they are a sinner, and believing by faith that Jesus died on that cross for them, that he paid it all, that his sin, that his blood covered the sins of the world, that they accept him as their Lord and Savior. Lord, that they see that they are a sinner man or a sinner woman, and that they need a Savior, that they need to be turned from their wicked ways, that they need to be brought from that wide road of destruction. Lord, they need you. We need you, Lord God. I pray that they accept you in the newness of heart, with a tender heart, a whole heart, Lord God, not half-hearted, that they walk away tonight excited, full of joy and excitement, doing a new dance, singing a new song, and that they believe by faith that Jesus is their Lord and Savior, and that they receive the Holy Spirit. Lord, we believe this. And I pray that they have surrendered it all to you, Lord. You know who they are. Stir up the gifts within them, that they would know that you are God, Yahweh, Jehovah, the Almighty. I am. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the family of faith, those who may have accepted Jesus and wanted to be restored. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Get into a good Bible-teaching church and be discipled, a small group or a Bible study that you can grow and go and shed the light of Jesus Christ to others. And I just want to say thank you again for being faithful and to the program of Mission from the Heart Radio. We went over a little tonight, but that's okay due to the fact that we had a few little difficulties on getting started. And so if you would like to listen to the program again, please don't hesitate to go online and key in. You can Google it or put it in your browser. Online and re-listen and revisit the program and make notes. This is the link to the program. You would go www.blogtalkradio.com/heart-to-heart-houston-mfth. blogtalkradio.com/heart-to-heart, and that's heart, the number two, heart, Houston, M-F-T-H. That M-F-T-H on the end means Mission from the Heart. So you go into that, click on that, and it brings you right to the website to where you can listen to the program again so that you can go back and restudy and make more notes and just watch the Holy Spirit reveal these beautiful nuggets to you and watch yourself grow and go in grace, that you would be a light in this dark place that we live. And always remember that the flowers fade away, the grass withereth, but the Word of God stands forever. Thank you for tuning in to Mission from the Heart Radio, and I will meet you again on next Thursday, and we will have a guest on that night. So please make this a favorite and tell your friends and family to listen in as we continue to Mission from the Heart. Good night.